This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. City of Menominee officials say they're ready to share their new proposed zoning regulations to manage future data center projects. According to Mayor Matthew Crow, the city council plans to introduce the final draft of the new ordinance at its meeting next month, and it will be available for residents to review this week. Mayor Crow also clarified that the new ordinance will only be introduced at that meeting, not voted on. City officials have been reviewing the potential update for months in response to community pushback over a data center proposal last year. Water and energy use, noise, and pollution concerns were among the issues most commonly raised by residents over the project. The city did not have the ability to stop the proposed project prior to the zoning code update, as the land it would have been built on was zoned for warehousing. Since there was no separate definition for data centers in the zoning code, the city would have been required to accommodate the data center as a legal land use. The new ordinance will not ban data center projects entirely, but will give city officials more power to properly regulate them. Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwestern Wisconsin are seeking volunteer mentors for local kids in the area. The nonprofit covers five counties in western Wisconsin, including Eau Claire, Chippewa, Dunn, Pierce, and St. Croix counties. Organization officials say they have dozens of kids who still need to be matched with a mentor, and those who do match see significant improvements in school as well as lower rates of substance abuse issues. More information on volunteering is available on the Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Northwestern Wisconsin website. The University of Wisconsin-Eau Claire has unveiled the name of its new academic building along the Chippewa River. According to a press release, the five-story facility will be known as the Riverside Science Center when it opens in the fall of 2027. The site seeks to serve as a hub of innovation, research, and collaboration between the school and community partners like Mayo Clinic Health System. It will also feature state-of-the-art learning facilities to give students hands-on lab experience with things like fabrication tools and nursing simulations. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A massive storm and confirmed tornado left a path of destruction through northeast Wisconsin yesterday. Three communities in the Fox Valley have declared local states of emergency as thousands of people remain without power today. The village of Fox Crossing and city of Menasha are two of the area's hardest hit. The National Weather Service says initial assessments show at least EF2 tornado damage in Menasha. City leaders say while some people were injured, no one was killed in the storms. Many homes and businesses are completely destroyed, with debris scattered for miles. Menasha Mayor Austin Hammond says Menasha is closed. The mayor issued a formal declaration later in the afternoon saying non-emergency services are limited. There's a citywide curfew in effect from 10 p.m. to 5 a.m. until further notice. City leaders are urging people to stay off the roads so emergency responders can get to downed power lines and other hazards around the city. They're asking people to please only call 911 or the Menasha Police Department for emergencies. Christ the Rock Church is serving as an emergency shelter for people needing a place to stay. A boil water advisory is in effect until further notice for anyone using the Village of Fox Crossing water utility after the East Water System was impacted by the storms. Further to the north in Shawnee County, that same storm system dropped grapefruit-sized hail on people in Gresham. Residents there shared images of hailstones the size of softballs. Many people reported smashed windshields and other damage from the brief but extreme hailstorm. And now that that storm's gone through, we should be feeling some relief from the oppressive heat and humidity blanketing our state. A look at a calmer forecast is coming up in the weather. Cleanup continues today in northeast Wisconsin after a confirmed tornado tore through the Appleton area just after noon yesterday. Debris is scattered for miles, and power lines litter the streets in the city of Menasha, one of the hardest hit areas. Homes and businesses there lie in ruins, and the city's mayor has declared Menasha is closed, meaning non-emergency services are limited. The area is under a boil water advisory and nightly curfew until further notice, as thousands remain without power. The National Weather Service said yesterday's tornado was at least an EF2, if not stronger. Fortunately, the skies were much friendlier last week as aviation enthusiasts came out in record-setting numbers yet again for last week's annual EAA Air Venture. The week-long fly-in convention wrapped up on Sunday afternoon, with total attendance numbers reaching about 734,000. That beats last year's attendance of 704,000. Organizers say people came to Oshkosh from nearly 100 different countries around the world. Whitman Regional Airport averages around 100 takeoffs and landings per hour during the annual aviation event. If you plan to vote in Wisconsin's upcoming primary, officials say now's the time to make sure you have the right ID. The DMV says most people already have what they need, like a driver's license or state ID. Other options, including some student and military IDs, are also accepted. If you don't have one, the state offers free ID cards and even a temporary receipt you can use at the polls. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
The Brewers get shut out. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers kicked off their West Coast trip against the Giants last night with a thud, losing 3-0 at Oracle Park. The Brewers with just three hits, committing one error. One of the reasons the team looked so flat was because they didn't get into San Francisco until early Monday morning. Manager Pat Murphy revealing to reporters after the game, the Brewers' team charter flight was delayed, leaving them on the tarmac 5 hours before finally taking off from Milwaukee. Game two of the series is tonight. NFL. When the Packers open up training camp practice tomorrow morning, there'll be plenty of new faces, and for good reason.
Let's not underestimate what Matt LaFleur said at the owners' meetings about certain guys who were not bought into the culture. They're not here anymore. We can extrapolate who those guys were. Rashawn Gary. Business decisions being made at the goal line, not wrap-up tackling. You just can't have these things.
That's Packers analyst Peter Bukowski. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high right around 85 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, will drop to the low 60s. Tomorrow, plenty of sunshine and a little warmer with a high in the mid to upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 68.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WCFW.FM or thetap.fm.